Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's good, everybody? How you doing? Offsides with Mark Ryan here on a Monday edition of the show. Fantastic to be here with you as we roll on until 7 p.m. Hope you guys had an absolutely positively wonderful weekend. Do we ever have a fun show lined up for you today? Coming up on the show, we want you at 520 to help us with sports apologies. We're going to play some apologies for you at 520. We need you on the line to tell us who's behind that particular sports apology. Very simple, right? Guess the apology in sports coming your way at 5:20 on the show today. Also on the show, we continue our SEC-ACC preview series rolling on. Virginia Tech is up today. And ladies and gentlemen, ESPN's FPI says that the Virginia Tech Hokies are the second best team in the ACC this year. Unbelievable. Would you believe that they are actually favored to win 11 of their 12 games? 10 of their 11 games? The one game they were projected to lose versus Penn State has been canceled. That game has been canceled. That was the one additional game they were projected to lose. Favored to win 10 out of their 11 games between now and the end of the year. Also, on the show today, completely and totally jam-packed with a lot of different topics, three controversial opinions. You do not want to miss that coming your way at 4:40 as well. Here's how you can be a part of what we're doing on the show. You can give us a ring at 1-844-477-3776. That number again is 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you as well at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter is there for you as well at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on Air. And finally, email. You can email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPN Upstate. .com, all the different ways you can be a part of what we are doing here on the show today. So obviously, this is kind of huge news today, is that the Washington Redskins are retiring their logo. And I can't defend Daniel Snyder on a lot. It's not really easy for me to defend this particular person. He has been somebody that nobody wants to work for. Ron Rivera, for them to get Ron Rivera, they totally outkicked their coverage. They got a classy guy. A classless organization got a classy guy. Daniel Snyder has been known over the years to be a tyrant. He throws a ton of money at the biggest name free agents. He's got this weird narcissism where he wants everybody to realize that he wants to be seen. He wants to be relevant. And so he throws all this money at massive free agents, and they never, ever, ever pan out. They have been trying to right the ship. They signed Alex Smith, who was a stabilizing force. That's what that team needs, stabilizing force. stabilizing forces throughout their lineup, right? But Daniel Snyder, right now, is admitting that he's finally come around to changing the name of the team, changing the name of the franchise. It was the one obvious name in sports that, for me, you had to move. You had to change. It was absolutely mandatory. You cannot have skin color with a franchise. Interestingly, there is debate as to whether the Cleveland Browns are actually named the Browns after the Brown bomber, Joe Louis, who is from the city of Cleveland as well. But right now, what we're seeing about Daniel Snyder is everybody is slamming him six ways to Sunday. I mean, it is in vogue to slam Daniel Snyder right now. Because, he only has done it when he caved to public pressure. He only did it when sponsors threatened to back out. Listen, man, I mean, cancel culture is one of the worst things going on right now. I just spent 3 minutes telling you that I don't think Daniel Snyder is a great guy. But today's day and age, what is it, ladies and gentlemen? What is it about who we are as a culture, the social media society? We want to cancel everybody. You know, most of you guys, only 8% of our audience is on Twitter, right? Only 8% of you who listen to the show are on that social media outlet, right? And for the vast majority of you, you all have your beliefs, whatever they are, you're entitled to them. But you stay out of that. And guess what? That makes you smarter than I. That makes you well smarter than I, right? Because it is a bleep show on social media, and everybody wants to cancel everyone and everything. When I look at Daniel Snyder and the Redskins, how about just a tip of the cap for doing the right thing? Yeah, it took him too long. Yeah, he's not been a great guy. But he's doing the right thing right now. And to all those people who say, well, Mark, I'll tell you, he only did it because corporate sponsors were pulling out. Does anybody realize what Daniel Snyder's net worth is? What if I told you his net worth was $2.2 billion? Daniel Snyder doesn't need your corporate sponsorships. He doesn't need that. Daniel Snyder can name the stadium whatever he wants without corporate sponsorships, without any of that. And he would be just fine. His franchise is making money hand over fist. He doesn't need your corporate sponsorships. He is not changing the name because corporate sponsors are pulling out. He can afford to roll without them. He's doing this finally because it's the right thing to do. And it's slow to the table. It's slow to react. It's very reactionary. All that stuff is true. But for some reason in today's day and age, even when somebody does the right thing, we want to throw them under the bus. I mean, it's just it is the weirdest thing to me. You know, I'm on ESPN right now. Max Kellerman sounds off on Dan Snyder. Shame on you. If they weren't changing the name now, nobody would be saying, shame on you, Dan Snyder. No one would be saying that. You know, Dan Snyder for years has said, I'm not changing the name. But now he changes the name and everybody says, shame on you? How about just how about not necessarily an applause, but how about just appreciating that somebody who has not done the right thing is now for once, thank God, choosing to do so? Where do you guys come out on this? 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. I've got, and I'm going to share this with you on the show today. I have one name for the Redskins that I think is far better than the rest. I hope they pick that. I hope they roll with that. The other thing I want to get to, though, is Fight Island. Is Fight Island on Saturday night. Now, I'm going to tweet out a picture of what I thought I was going to see on Saturday night. And I'll tell you, I ended up purchasing Fight Island. All right? I purchased it.
Wait. You spent the money? Really?
I spent the money.
Really?
I spent the money to purchase it, Lonzo.
As frugal and tight as you are. You spent the money.
I don't know where that's coming from, but I wouldn't do it again, Lonzo. I wouldn't do it again.
I'm trying to paint a picture here, whether it's true or not. That's how I envision you with your money?
I wouldn't do it again. And I wouldn't do it again because, look, the fights were fine. Usman over Masvidal, Jan over Aldo. Aldo looks cooked. He looks done. Rose over Andrade. Amanda Ribas over Paige Van Zandt, who is fighting these days more like Paige Van Ant. The fights were fine. But I was expecting, and I really wanted to see, a tropical experience. And what I got, what I felt, was just the same that I see every time I watch UFC. You know, we were built something different here. I felt like it was almost false advertising. Fight Island. Like, what you were envisioning in your mind was tropical scenery, fighting between coconuts. You know, like, I was wanting to see something. I was wanting to see something that looked and felt like that.
So you thought they were... You thought they were going to be outside? You thought they were going to be outside? I mean, that's only what should they have had props inside with the tropical things?
Yeah, I thought they were going to be outside, Lonzo. I thought Fight Island would have given me a tropical feel. I thought it was going to look and feel like the scene from Castaway.
From what I understand, it's pretty hot there. Do you want those guys to die? I mean, yeah, you know.
Look, man, give them an ice bath between rounds, dude. The fights were in the evening time, too. I don't know what time they were, Abu Dhabi time. I have no idea.
The final fight ended around 6 a.m. That will tell you what time it was.
Then it wasn't that hot.
Probably not.
It wasn't that hot at all.
Probably not.
So anyway, I just look, Lonzo's a UFC guy. I like the UFC. I like the fights. But memo to Dana White, you know, don't piss on my shoulder and tell me it's raining. Okay? Don't do that. Don't do that again.
I've never
Fight
heard
Island,
that before. Did fi- you make fi- that up?
Fight Island, you know, tropical paradise, all this stuff. I think I'm thinking I'm signing up to buy an experience. And I'm like, where are all the beach babes? Where's the palm trees? Where's the sunset in the background, man? You know, like, there are some really picturesque locales. The Pensacola Blue Wahoos play in one of the most beautiful, picturesque minor league stadiums around. It's right on the water. That's what I thought I was getting. I thought I was getting a ticket to the Blue Wahoos game. You know, and I thought I was going to see that. And again, I get black background. I get no fans in attendance. I get good fights, but I can get good fights anytime. That's not why I'm buying the ticket. I'm buying the ticket to see Fight Island, and I didn't get to see Fight Island. How much of Fight Island did they actually show you during this thing? You know, did they have anybody riding around Abu Dhabi showing us Fight Island? I mean, come on. I saw hardly any of it.
Well, let me guess here. I'm going to go out on a limb and say they didn't show any of that stuff because someone like Mark Ryan would then be on the air saying, where's the social distancing? I cannot believe that they're out on that beach doing it. So all these things that you want to see, you would be on here criticizing if you did see them. So I think, I'm just guessing, but to not have to deal with people talking about all that stuff, they just didn't show it.
Well, by not having to deal with the people talking about that stuff, you have to deal with people who are upset at what they purchased and feel like they were sold a bill of goods that they didn't live up to. You know,
I ordered
a pizza, I got a salad. You know, I mean, come on.
It was a tasty salad with meat on it. That's all I'm saying. Listen, as you said, I'm a UFC fan, so I was satisfied with the purchase. How I go with it is when the whole card is over, if I go, that was well worth my money, or I don't want my money back, then I'm good. And I didn't want my money back. Well, it was good.
I said I knew I was getting the fights. I knew I was getting the fights when I purchased the ticket. But the reason why I bought this one, as opposed to every other ticket that I don't normally buy, is because of Fight Island. And I saw nothing about Fight Island. Nothing. So anyway, that's my beef. That's my beef with it. Yeah, the fights were good. They were fine. I enjoyed them. You know, nothing earth-shattering. Paige Van Zandt needs to go back to shooting nude pictures with her bow. But outside of that, you know, I don't know. How did you guys see it? 1-844-477-3776 is the number. This is exactly it. Jokar Lokar is sending me a picture right now, and I'm going to send this out. Jokar, that's exactly what I wanted. That is exactly what I wanted. And then people going around the island and showing us where they're at. You know, I'm retweeting this now at Mark Ryan on Air. You sold Fight Island. Don't give me fights in a closet. Don't give me that crap. Don't even think of giving me that crap. Shame on you, Dana White. Shame on you. Disappointed as disappointed can be. Texter says, Naked and Afraid meets UFC. Exactly, Texter. Give me Naked and Afraid. That's what I thought we were getting. I thought we were getting Castaway. Deserted Island. I mean, come on,
I am so disappointed in you guys. You can't see the purity of the fights themselves. You're more worried about aesthetics. You're more worried about scenery. So
they've been selling that.
You are really, really in trouble. You're really in trouble this football season because when there's no crowd, everything's going to be boring to you.
No,
the game is what matters. The fight is what matters, not what's going on around it.
The thing is, I know what I'm getting into with college football this year. Don't piss on my shoulder and tell me it's raining, okay? Don't do that. Dana White
did. You know, you'd have to have really good aim or be very, very tall.
Dana White needs to stop doing that. I don't appreciate that. I feel like the dude in American Pie 2, Stifler, from the top floor. I stop doing that to me, man. If I'm buying something, give me what I'm buying, for crying out loud. Jiminy Christmas, it drives me nuts. All right, coming up next on the show, there is one key central question that is really at the crux of whether college football is going to be played or not, and we will ask you that question next here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Lonzo, I don't have any cut sheet.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Lonzo back in the network studios. Yeah, anyway, so I'm not going to go as far as to say that that the UFC lost me on Saturday night. I'm not going to go that far. But, you know, the branding that they had around Fight Island and how they built this thing up, man, it just felt like the movie that everybody's been talking about that never lives up to it. Never lives up to it. And that's how I felt with what I bought. If I just thought I was getting fights in a closet, like I saw in the prelims, and like I already decided to buy the show, and like I saw every other place, every other fight night, I wouldn't have bought it. But I'm thinking, okay, well, for the main card, they're going to take us to Fight Island. They're going to take us, we're going to see something great, we're going to see something amazing. And I felt like I got rooked, man. I'm like, why did I can see fights anytime. Yeah, the fights are good. They're fine. you know, I don't think they were at all disappointing. Lonzo said Masvidal was going to beat Usman. Lonzo was dead wrong. Usman is the man. Everybody says he's not likable, which makes me like him even more. Unlikable people are likable to me. I don't know. When you're a little bit of a contrarian, that's how you feel. But this is it's just how I looked at it. You know, I got Carl Dukes, the afternoon drive show in Atlanta right now, saying you didn't like it. I think that's fair to say. I didn't like what I got. I'm not happy with my purchase, Dana White. Are you hearing me, Dana White? Are you hearing me today? I know you're listening to the show. I just want, you know, if you're going to go to Fight Island, man, fight outside by the water. Give us the sunset. Give us the coconuts. Give us the palm trees. Give us the beach babes. You know, come on. Give me some of that.
Do they have palm trees in Abu Dhabi?
Yes.
I don't know. I've never been to Abu Dhabi. You've never been to Abu Dhabi either.
Yes. In my Lonzo, just like the Japanese people riding on roller coasters, I scream for palm trees in my heart. Okay? And they're there. They're there when I picture Abu Dhabi. All right, they're right there. 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Great to be here with you guys on a Monday edition of the show. And a texter that said Naked and Afraid meets UFC. Yeah, that's what you sold me. Fight Island, Tropical Paradise. Give me what you're selling. Come on. Texter says Van Zant, who fought more like Van Ant, does look better as a lover than a fighter. But what did you want from Fight Island? Hell, watch Destination TV if you want scenery. We want fights. I want destination scenery and fights. That's what you sold me. Give me what you sold me.
I didn't order a pizza
to get salad.
After watching Jessica Andrade and Thug Rose Namajunas, what a fight that was. I mean, you look at Rose's face afterwards. She looked like she should have lost, and she did not. She won the fight. I mean, the fights were really good. I get the complaints about the Usman-Masvidal fight, but hey, you know, Masvidal and Dana White did what they were supposed to do. They convinced you, someone who normally doesn't buy these pay-per-views, to do it. So even if you never do it again.
No, that's not what did it. That's not what convinced me to do it. What convinced me to do it was the feeling that I was going to get a tour of Fight Island. That's what convinced me.
Which I might have added to. I didn't know if they were going to do it or not, but I was trying to convince you by telling you, hey, you know we're going to get
$100.
Oh, no, I don't. No, I don't. If you paid $100, you paid too much.
You owe me the price of admission, sir, because let me tell you. You got to look. What can people control, right? UFC can't control. They can try to tweak the matchups, but they can't control if the fights are good or not. The fights were fine. That's not what I was buying. That's not what I was signing up for. All right. I do want to get to this because I think this is an interesting sidebar here, but I think it's a key central question surrounding college sports and college athletics right now. If I'm completely honest with you. All right. So Tim Frisbee and Lonzo, I'm getting a ton of echo. I might be in queue over there. Tim Frisbee said the following. He tweeted the following. He said the dominoes continue to fall in college football because the Patriot League has said they will not play sports in the fall due to the coronavirus pandemic. Tim Frisbee continued, what we are seeing is a decision to play football in the fall is falling into two camps. The non-Power 5 schools are trying to save money, and the Power 5 schools are trying to make money. It's cloudy as to where health and wellness of athletes really play into this. Here's the thing. I would add that if college football programs cease to exist because they can't afford not to have a season, wouldn't that also adversely affect the health and wellness of athletes moving forward? You know, if these programs can't afford not to have a college football season and they lose their program entirely, how's that for the health and well-being of the students involved, right? They play football, now they have nowhere to play football. They committed to a school, now they got to go to a different school. They played, they made their college choice so they could play close to home and mom and dad could see them. Now mom and dad can't see them. Now the family can't come and see the games. Is that good for the health and well-being of the population? Folks, between you, I, and the wall, we are where we are right now. I always encourage people to take common sense precautions with this, wearing masks, social distancing. But we cannot act like if we all just start doing this today, that the problem that has been created over the last 3 or 4 months here in terms of the country not really handling this well, we can't act like it's just going to vanish, like it's going to disappear, okay? And so I think this is the key crux of the question. If we are going to make this an ethical and morality issue, and it's truly about the kids, right? What is better or worse for the kids? Is it worse for the kids to play and risk their health? Is it worse for the kids for their athletic programs to take a severe, even if you are the wealthiest college football programs, even if you're doing fine, like Clemson is doing fine and South Carolina is doing fine, you're going to take no football season is a shot to the playmakers to both of those programs. Some programs in college football can't survive it at all. Would have no prayer of surviving no football season. So which is most unhealthy to the college football players? It's a very similar question, and thank God I was just talking to our general manager today, Steve Sinicrappi, and I was telling him how grateful I am that I don't anymore have to be part of the whole school or no school debate. You guys know I was a teacher in Houston, also did radio in Houston. But I was just thinking about this. I'm like, oh, dear God. Thank God I don't have to be in the middle of this mess. I can see both sides. You have kids. For the kid's mental well-being, the kid wants, needs to be at school. For the kid's physical well-being, and it's not just about the kids. You know, they're like, okay, well, the kids do fine with the virus. Most of the kids do okay with the virus. A lot of the teachers won't. A lot of them won't. Folks, let me tell you, first year teaching, I got mono for the second time in my life. Who knew you could get that a second time? And I know I didn't kiss anybody, you dirty, dirty dogs, evil people. No, I didn't. But just being around the kids, man, I got mono a second time, and I was sick as a dog. I got a call in the middle of a class from my doctor. And my doctor's like, we just got your labs back. We need to talk right away. You have some numbers that are going into dangerous levels here. Like my white blood cell count was crazy. And it was because I had mono a second time. Like my spleen was enlarged. And it was a disaster, right? It was awful. That's mono. This is a freaking pandemic that has killed 135,000 people in this country, right? I mean, that was Little League what I was dealing with. This is professional sports. And I don't envy for 1 second the plight of administrators and school teachers and how they're trying to sort all this out. You've got the one approach where you continue e-learning and the teachers teach from their own homes. You have the other approach where everybody's back to school and the teachers are back to school. And then you kind of got your one toe in the water approach where it's like we're on campus some of the time. Some of the students are on campus. Some of the time, and we rotate what students are on campus. So I don't know how that's going to go, but I think, you know, there is that central question when it comes to education, and there is that central question when it comes to sports, when it comes to sports. Lonzo, if I ask you this question point blank, Lonzo back in the network studios, what is better for the long-term health of the college athletes? To play a season and risk health, or to not play a season and risk the long-term financial viability of the athletic departments that they play for?
In my opinion, you play the season because players play, and players are taking a risk every time they go out on the field, especially in football, or go to practice. They could be paralyzed with the wrong move, anything like that, and those guys are going to be willing to take that chance. I think you have to, and the other thing is, we don't know when this will end. We don't know when there's all these experts are saying we're going to have a vaccine, we're going to have this, but we don't know that. We don't know when that will happen. What if that doesn't happen for 3 or 4 years? If sports goes away for that long, sports never will come back.
I understand, Lonzo. I understand what you're saying. I actually agree with you. I think from all of the data, I feel like, number one, the players are safer in their own football buildings than they would be in society. They're getting regular testing, regular training, all the nutrition, all the meals. All that stuff matters with how your body processes the virus. It all matters significantly. Then, okay, well, what happens if you have no football program? What happens if you have no football season? What happens if UAB can't afford not to have a football season? Now, guess what? You don't have to worry about the plight of the Group of Five anymore, because the Group of Five won't exist, right? I mean, a lot of Group of Five programs would cease to exist if we don't have a season. Most of them would cease to exist if we didn't have back-to-back seasons. So I kind of side with Lonzo here that, you know, and those people saying you got to have students on campus to play a football season, I don't agree. You know, you create your own bubble. We're seeing it in Orlando right now. You're creating your own bubble that you keep your students safe with, and you play your games just like that. That's what you do. All right. Tiger Pal Rachel, yes, he says, Mark, I agree. I thought they were going to fight outside. Otherwise, it's just like any other UFC fight. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying, Tiger Pal Rachel. You are on point, as you always are. As you always are. All right, coming up next on the show. One would-be contender in the NBA bubble I'm eliminating from contention. But I'll tell you five who have a realistic shot at winning this very special NBA championship. And I'll do that next, right here on Offsides. We are ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan, Lonzo back in the network studios, rolling on a Monday edition of the show. The texter says, Mark, Ariel Helwani had been reporting all week leading up to the fight, describing the venue. You don't follow your coworkers on Twitter? Look, man, it's not about what they reported. It's not about what he said. Look, even if you're fighting inside a closet, show me the island. You know, when I watch Monday Night Football, going to and coming out of every single break, they're showing me the city. Like, show me Abu Dhabi. Show it to me, man. Ray of Magnolia City Media says, you weren't the only one that felt that way, Mark. Good God. You know, I feel like Dana White should give me my damn money back for that. It's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. I want to shift gears here to this. You know, we are really excited about the return of sports, right? I had a conversation with my boss today, and, you know, normally the conversations with bosses in any job where you're getting more work, more of an assignment, You know, it's kind of like the scene from the movie Office Space. Yeah, I'm going to need you to come in on Saturday. And yeah, I'm going to need you to come in on Sunday as well.
Yeah, by the way, I got one of those emails today. Won't you stop by the office? Man, I love those.
I had one of those conversations. Lonzo, I've never been happier to have more work. It was, Mark, we got to get going with the schedule for the end of the month, for the sports schedule the end of the month. And, like, the last week I was wondering what the feeling on that was going to be. Like, okay, and, you know, it's interesting. And none of us know. We appreciate the optimism. We appreciate the gumption to make this work. None of us know if it's actually going to work.
So what you're saying is you were going to wait till like the couple days before to do it. Well, and now you're getting encouraged to do it earlier.
Listen, Lonzo, procrastination is like masturbation. It feels good until you realize you're screwing yourself. I don't really subscribe to that theory, Lonzo, okay? But I would say this. Our boss has been posting via email, we're going to carry this game, that game. Lonzo's fighting with the boss publicly with email. I don't think we should carry this game or we should.
That's not it. I wanted to put it in its proper place since it's finally returned and we are all praising the fact that, hey, we're getting sports. Why are we preempting? That's all I was doing. And I'm sure it's being taken as laziness and wanting to go home early, and I would never do such a thing.
Well, anyway, Lonzo, the bottom line is I've never been happier to have to do a schedule because we are putting games on that schedule. We are putting games on that schedule between July 23rd and July 31st. And I'm not even mad anymore, Lonzo, that I did the whole schedule of March with all those weird scheduling quirks with March Madness and then none of it happened. I'm not even mad that I did all that work for nothing anymore because we get to put sports on the calendar again. Do you have any idea how freaking amazing this feels? I've never been happier to open a blank spreadsheet and have to type 50 million billion things on it. Never been happier. Never been happier in my life. And so I can't wait. I can't wait. July 23rd, July 30th, July 31st. This is so darn exciting. So all of that is to say that the NBA... look, the NBA is in a situation right now. I am going to eliminate in this segment the Los Angeles Lakers from contention for the NBA championship. And I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it with a smile on my face because I know Lonzo doesn't like it, and Lonzo already convinced me to buy a crappy UFC
product. I'm not
the
only one that's laughing about this.
And here's the thing. Bit players and role players are very important. You want to know who the most valuable people are at large radio stations? It's not the full-time hosts. It's the people working for $12 an hour because they'll do anything, and you need them to do anything. And the wheel doesn't roll unless they are doing their jobs. You know, when I worked in Atlanta and we were 24/7 local, can you imagine? We had a local show on at 3 in the morning in Atlanta, right? I realized that I was very valuable to them because they had me host every single time slot. Role players are very valuable, and the Lakers are losing their two best defensive guards. Avery Bradley said nah brah to the bubble, and Rajon Rondo broke his thumb. And they're missing their two best defensive guards. Now, you can say, oh, they averaged 6 points a game, 9 points a game, whatever. They're two best defensive guards. They're replacing those guys with something named Alex Caruso. They would be better served starting Daniel LaRusso than that guy.
Wait. Okay? You do not know Alex Caruso?
Of course I know Alex Caruso.
I was going to say, he's been on the team the entire time.
I know, I fully understand him, but they'd be
He really stands out on the team. That's all I'm going to say.
He definitely does. The hairline needs some work, too. But they'd be better served with Daniel LaRusso than Alex Caruso, Lonzo.
Will not stand by and let you diss Alex Caruso, who is a very good player and one of LeBron's favorite guys.
But he's not. Yeah, him being one of LeBron's favorite guys isn't going to help him defend James Harden. In my opinion, folks, I'm going to give you foolproof. The NBA champion is going to come from one of these five teams. You can have the field. You can have 17 teams. I'm taking these five, okay? And I'll give you the Lakers. No problem. They're one of the 17. The NBA champion is coming from one of these five teams. The Boston Celtics, the LA Clippers, the Milwaukee Bucks, and then I've got two somewhat surprises for you. The Utah Jazz, why? Because they're a very well-coached team. They have continuity. They know their system. They're unlikely to get off kilter with the pandemic. Everybody knows their role on that team. Quinn Snyder's done a fantastic job. And a well-coached team that knows its system, doesn't have a lot of new pieces, moving parts, is going to do very well here. And my second somewhat sleeper, they were only the sixth seed in the West, is the Houston Rockets. They were wearing out, man. They were wearing out. And James Harden was looking pudgy. Now James Harden looks slender, looks skinny. And an older team got its legs back, right? P.J. Tucker, owner of the coolest kicks collection the world has ever seen, had an 80-inch TV delivered to his hotel room for the 3 months that he's going to be there. And the Rockets are ready to go. And I'll tell you, man, that was a team going nowhere fast. That was a team out of gas again. Older team, older head coach, completely out of gas, right? Out of gas. And now they have new life. Everybody knows with new life, the Rockets could win an NBA championship. I mean, we've seen them in the Western Conference Finals, what, two of the last 3 years, are going right up toe-to-toe with Golden State, two of the last 3 years. Yeah, they lost, but they were right there. Now Golden State is not in the equation. This is the Rockets, in my opinion, with this team, Russell Westbrook, who just tested positive for coronavirus today. This is the Rockets' one chance to win an NBA championship. This is their best chance. It took divine intervention to get us to this point where they got a three-month break in the middle of the season. But, folks, here we are. So I'll give you the field, ladies and gentlemen. You can have the Lakers. You can have Zion. You can have the Miami Heat, the Toronto Raptors. You can have all the Denver Nuggets. You can have them all, okay? But I'm taking the Celtics, the Rockets, the Clippers, the Bucks, and the Jazz, and I'm guaranteeing you that the NBA champion is coming from one of those five teams. What side are you on? Pick the right side, player. Pick the right side. All right. Coming up next on the show, I got to tell you, the debate that I got into over the weekend with a lot of people, want to bring you guys into that, and I will do it next right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So this was interesting, man. On Saturday, I saw Darren Revelle get absolutely taken to the cleaners by people because he tweeted the following, and he was totally right. He said, many SEC fans wanted their states and their economy open and their right not to wear a mask. And then he posts the numbers of all the cases in SEC country, and he says, how's your football season looking now, guys? And, you know, and I wrote back to him and I said, Darren, I think you're on point. I said, I've used the analogy on my show that college football is an item on the shelf at the grocery store. We looked at the price. We in the South looked at the price of it, and we decided we didn't want to pay the price. The price was social distancing and masks. We decided no. And if we don't have college football, rest assured knowing that it was very much our choice. All of our choices. We chose this. You may not think we chose this, but we did. But what about you, Mark Ryan? You've been wearing a mask. You've been social distancing the entire time. Yes, I have. But I am part of you. I am part of you. I am part of all of us. And I tip my cap to those of you that have been living the right way. But we are fighting. We're on the losing team right now. We're on the losing team. And, you know, so I had national people yelling at me. It was pretty exciting, Lonzo. You know, Darren Revelle has 2 million followers, and he retweeted what I said to him, and I was thinking to myself, I sent it to Rob Brown, and I was like, that might be the follower with the most, the Twitter person, Twitter personality with the most followers that has ever retweeted me. So I was sent out to over 2 million people. The next thing I knew, my tweet had over 200,000 views, and half the people were liking the tweet, and half the people were calling me bad names and every name in the book. And as you guys know, I love it. And so somebody said to me, you know, Mark, you know, you're stereotyping millions by saying the South made this choice. And I said, look, I'm part of the South. If we don't want to be generalized, we have work to do. It's all for one and one for all. All right. If we don't all do it, we all lose. I don't want to be part of a losing team. All right. So let's make it so that we're not. Our SEC and ACC team preview series continues right after this. It is time for Virginia Tech football. Josh Parcell joins us next here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.